This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala ubaid. My brothers and sisters, talking about, therefore, the way forward. I'm trying to be as brief as possible. There are two critical aspects to the way forward, which we must take care of. Two of them. The first is a foundational aspect in which everything is rooted. And that foundational aspect is truthfulness to Allah. To be rooted in Tawheed. To be rooted in the hub and the love of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the foundation, which means that the first and most important thing to do is to develop this understanding of the glory and magnificence of Allah and see how this relates to us. Allah is glorious and magnificent. So how does that come to me? How am I connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And to build that connection. Now this is where it all begins. The reason I'm saying this with, I hopefully, enough emphasis is because this is the first place where things go wrong. Shaitan is extremely, extremely smart, in case you didn't cotton on to that yet. Very, very smart. Certainly far smarter than I am, and I guess most of us. So what he does is that he spins his web in relation to the individual, in relation to the person. He doesn't try to deceive everybody in the same way. He deceives different people in different ways. And obviously the key thing to do is not to get stuck and not to be deceived by Shaitan the Rajim. So the way Shaitan deceives the so-called educated people, I'm saying so-called because education that takes you away from Allah is not education, it is misguidance. So Shaitan misguides, and the web he spins with the so-called educated people is that you are educated, this is an old religion, not relevant anymore, and so you need to get out of this. And therefore, not get out of it as in stop praying and so on and so on. No, he doesn't go there. He knows that you probably won't do that. So he says, no, get out of it, meaning don't look for solutions in the framework of Islam, because they're not there. If you want solutions to modern life, you have to look for them in modern places, not in a book which is 1400 years old, not in the teachings of a Nabi who is from the same time, and so you will not find them there. You need to find those in modern times. Look at who are the most successful people in the world today and go behind them, follow them, do like they do, imitate them, make their ittiba and not the ittiba of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you will succeed. Now, this is what Shaitan teaches us. And that is the reason why I come from the opposite side, and I say that build a foundation that is so firm and strong, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us firmness and strength, which can beat this logic. And that is also the reason why I began with history, and why I specifically mentioned the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and today, to show that, number one, we seek answers in the life of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because this is what Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala told us to do. But also, that time so closely resembles our time, our so-called modern time, that even if someone comes with the argument to say, we need modern sources, I say to him, We have modern sources. We have a very modern source that happens to be located historically in the 7th century, but philosophically and ideologically, it is located today. So we are looking at a very modern society which was very, very close to, if not exactly like what modern global society is and has become. And on top of that, we have this beautiful example of this one man, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who came and stood alone without any supporters, none whatsoever, completely helpless and defenseless. And he turned that world around. In his own lifetime, he became and he took his followers from being people who were oppressed and who nobody cared about to becoming the role models for the world. Now, the question, therefore, is how did he do that? And that's why we must learn history. So the foundation in Tawheed and Risala, the foundation in Quran and Sunnah, and the two are together, believe me, the two are together, is the foundation, is the fundamental thing required for going ahead. Number two, so that's where the root is. Number two, now we look at the whole tree. What is the trunk of the tree and what are the branches of the tree? The trunk of the tree is politics. Now, politics, I know, has acquired for itself, and I think quite justifiably, a very evil-smelling connotation. So, but I don't mean it in that sense. Politics very simply means the ability or the technique or the importance of influencing others. Now, nobody can deny that. If you're living in the world, you need to influence other people. The most influential people in the world are 2 years old, and somehow they lose their influence. The most helpless people in the world are the parents of those two years olds who cannot stand up to the oppression by those 2 year olds. I mean, there's nothing, no creature in the world who's more self-centered and more, selfish than a 2 year old. A 2 year old cares about nothing and nothing and nothing except what he or she wants. And they know exactly how to get it. And they get it by making your life as miserable as they can until you capitulate and give them what they want. Politics. Politics is the root. Politics is the absolute root of what we need to become masters of. And this is where the link between the foundation and this. Where are the roots of your tree? The tree, which is the trunk of the tree, is the politics. Where are they rooted? In Tawheed. In the Hubb of Rasulullah Sallam, in Risala, and in the complete and total certainty, not just belief, complete and total certainty in the Akhirah, in accountability to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu, from whom nothing is hidden. This is the foundation, this is the fundamental principle that we are operating from. That's the reason why it's important, because in politics, you are going to be challenged. You're going to be challenged every single minute, intellectually, ideologically, morally, spiritually, with all kinds of situations where you are told that your system doesn't work. Your system doesn't work. Islam doesn't work. Muhammadur Rasulullah doesn't work. What they preach doesn't work. It's all old-fashioned stuff. It doesn't work. Yeah, go and pray, no problem. But look for solutions in the modern world, not with Allah. People will not say that in so many words. Please understand this very clearly. Nobody, especially a Muslim, will actually say this in so many words. But they don't need to say it. You can hear it in their voices. You can hear that's the backdrop of everything they are saying. You can hear it in the fear in their voices where they are speaking to you, and you can see and you can smell the stink of that fear. And you can see how afraid they are. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are not among them, that we are not afraid. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us in that state where we are never afraid. So politics, good politics, positive politics, politics that is based on morals and ethics and values as prescribed by Islam. Once again, not because of the, we do it because of the religion, we do it because we believe in that. But every single one of those, even if you removed that Islam tag from it, would still be quite simply the best way of doing whatever we are doing. There's no change of that. It would still be the best way, because the Islamic way is based on justice. It's based on compassion. It is based on mercy. There's nobody in the world who can have a problem with justice, compassion and mercy. And if they have a problem with that, then we have a problem with that person. As simple as that. So we have a system, mashallah, which is based on justice, compassion and mercy. And this is what I'm saying. So going forward, what must we do? A foundation of Tawheed and Risalah and Akhirah and accountability to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means obviously fulfilling of the faraid, whatever Allah made fard, whatever Allah made obligatory, we fulfill that. We live our lives free from everything haram, everything doubtful. We build taqwa in the hearts, ours first, and then those who come to us. And then from that foundation grows the tree of influencing others. Which, one word, politics. Influencing others. How to influence? Communication skills, conflict resolution skills, presentation skills, counseling skills, negotiation skills, and so on and so forth. All listening skills, probably, I should have said that the first. All the things that lead to great communication, building relationships, and building friendships, and learning to collaborate with people. That tree has two branches. The first branch is, again, an outcome of influencing skills, which is the area of journalism. Journalism and media management, which I call mind steering. So influencing the minds of people, presenting to them facts, presenting to them things that, showing them the face of the world as it is, not as somebody might pretend or not as somebody might want them to see it as, but as close to the fact and reality as possible, and learning how to present that in the best possible way, which is media management. Just imagine, I don't think today we don't even need much imagination to understand what I'm saying, because just imagine things like Instagram and Facebook run by people with a high ethical and moral standard. Right? Think about that. Run by people with a high ethical and moral standard. Not run by people who are manipulative, who just are doing it to make money, and they don't care how many people they hurt in the process, but people who are fundamentally rooted in all that is good in this world. Just imagine that. What would be the influencing and the world-changing power of that? That's the first branch. The second branch is law. Now, again, links it back here, which is, I'm not talking about law as in interpretation of laws. I'm talking about attorneys, I'm talking about judges, I'm talking about in the judiciary. So you have the lawmakers, as in the politics, you have the influencers, not the trash that would call itself influencers today. I'm talking about people who are really influencers in the best sense of the word, would be the journalists and the media people with that power and the wealth that goes with it, inshallah, and interpreters of the law, which would be attorneys and the judiciary. These three things, or four things, foundation of Tawheed, politics as in influencing skills, and including in government, I'm saying forming of governments, standing for elections, not just voting alone, but standing for elections, winning elections, and then bringing about change in life. And then media, in every aspect of it. And finally, advocacy, which is attorneys and judges. Please understand this, because today, almost every bright young person I talk to, almost every one of them, I ask them, what do you want to be? What have you decided for yourself? I want to be a doctor. I want to be a pharmacist. I want to be an optician. I want to be an engineer. I want to be an accountant. Believe me, all nice career options for you personally. But let me assure you, not a single doctor, not a single engineer, not a single optician, not a single accountant sits in any House of Parliament, in any Senate, in any place where decisions are taken that affect huge populations. You might be a doctor qualified and then you might go into politics, all power to you. You just wasted 8 years of your life, but that's okay. You should have gone into politics 8 years earlier. But the point I'm making is that get into places of power where you will have the ability to take decisions that affect populations. You cannot do that in these careers, in areas which are all very good, alhamdulillah. But in terms of influencing the world, they are zilch. When those decisions are taken in those parliaments and senates and in those houses of representatives of one kind or the other, and when those decisions are implemented in society, and when those decisions are interpreted in courts of law, and when those decisions are presented to the world, we all love to complain about that, right? See how they twist it, see how they don't show this, see how they don't show that. Of course they do. And you are surprised. If you're surprised, there's no one dumber than you. That's the reason why you need to get in there. So as I was saying, if you are in these careers, then when those decisions happen, you will be standing shoulder to shoulder with every farmer and truck driver and fruit seller and street sweeper, all of which are eminently important professions, but they are not the ones who will make the decisions. They are the ones who will suffer the consequences of those decisions. And that is what I am challenging you. The time has come for you to take your life into your hands and see which gives you the best leverage. Final point, and I'm not going into it in detail, but final point is, all this has to begin young. What I'm talking here is not high school stuff, it's not university stuff, it is primary, secondary, school stuff. So high school, yes, but primary and secondary and high school. We need to set up schools which create this foundation of Tawheed from which and in which we groom people. You're not going to teach them everything about politics and journalism and advocacy in those schools, but you will groom them and give them the basics, and you'll be surprised at how competent children can become in moot parliaments, in taking out newspapers, in presenting on television and social media and everything and so on. How beautifully creative they are, how powerful they can become if they have the right guidance. Get the best teachers that you can get. And I won't say best teachers money can buy, because it's not money. You want best teachers who have the dedication to spend their lives to create this goodness which is so terribly and tremendously required. Get the best teachers and get those children and give them their education and set up the foundation, and then let them loose in the world to go and change the world. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.